Chapter 28. Don't chop down your trees before they've had a chance to grow. One of the most common mistakes we see local advertisers make is changing creative too frequently. Advertisers get bored with their creative and insist on making a change. Often they've gone through a tedious, if not intense, creative process involving drafts and revisions of a script or concept, followed by actual production to get the piece of creative made, more revisions and approvals from decision makers. So, by the time a final piece of creative is ready to be delivered to the market, they're totally sick of it. It's no wonder that while the campaign is still in its infancy, they're dreaming about what they can do next. Compound that with their sales team and other influencers who might have been in on the process and want immediate results, or who just want to change because they've also been highly exposed to the creative and are bored. The result is the advertiser makes the mistake of pulling the plug right when that campaign is hitting critical frequency with their prospects and is ready to explode. Sometimes advertisers want change just for the sake of change. It was a December morning when we received an email from a local television account executive who wrote, "The granite countertop client you helped me with this year is up for renewal. They loved the rock bottom pricing idea you guys came up with. They're up over 20% this year. I'm preparing my proposal for next year's annual. What new creative ideas do you have for me?" Here's a winning idea. Keep running the current campaign. Why would you need a new idea? They're up over 20%. Keep it going. More often than not, however, we get 911 calls from advertisers and account executives who say something like, "We've been running for about a month and we're not seeing the results yet. What other ideas do you have?" In almost all of those cases, they haven't given their creative a chance to work. Most campaigns go through a response phase before they hit their results stride. Response phase is, "My neighbor says he sees my ad." Results phase is, "We just had our best weekend of the year." Getting to the results phase depends on numerous factors, including the strength of the offer, the urgency of the deadline, current economic conditions, even weather. I'm not saying you shouldn't keep your ad fresh. For most advertisers, however, their definition of fresh is wholesale change, a completely new concept. New look, new approach, new style, new message. That's cutting down your trees before they've had a chance to grow and planting new seeds that will need time to take root. It's okay to freshen your ad by selecting a new product to feature, highlighting a seasonal change, or updating your testimonials. But keep everything else as consistent as possible. Here are the things to keep consistent in your creative: the spokesperson, the color scheme, the font, the music, the tone, the tempo, the slogan, the intro, the out cue. The goal is that over time, the consumer will recognize the creative as your commercial just by the look and feel, regardless of the specific content. Keep as much of the ad as consistent as you can for as long as you can, and don't chop down your trees before they've had a chance to grow.